Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
The shutting down of all schools in the province created all kinds of consequent issues. Aside from curtailing social activities, it also provided opportunity to seriously look at modern day education. What should have struck parents was the blasé approach the government had respecting student academic advancement. It was simply decreed that with school closures, everyone would be promoted to the next level in the fall. What can we learn or extrapolate from this action? By unilaterally promoting the advancement of all students, the powers that be were trying to show that no one would be negatively affected by not attending school. Really? We already discussed how parents would now bear the responsibility for the care of their children. We also questioned how preventing students from going to school did not diminish the opportunity to develop social skills, as is alleged with the home educated. Obviously, yet without saying so, the government clearly stated that academic progress is inconsequential in schools. Parents generally did not hear this. The media, which has a habit of normalizing school-based education to cultish levels, made no comment respecting the students' diminished opportunities for academic achievement. Not even the teachers' union, that usually claims student welfare whenever making an appeal for support, overtly concerned themselves with student progress. As expected for these organizations, the issue boiled down to how it was going to affect the teachers and, only incidentally, consequent student advancement. It should be noted that whenever a home-educated student returns to a school system, the greatest concern expressed by the school staff involves the academic status of the home-educated. It almost goes without saying that the status quo teaching system equates non-attendance to non-learning. Why does this seem to be a concern when home educating, but not when the entire provincial population of students is sent home? Very little was actually expressed regarding the education of the children with the closing of the schools. There was some talk of children falling behind, but that assumes that learning can only take place within the walls of an authorized place of learning. Indeed, those who firmly believe that vacations are harmful to student academic welfare did squeak a bit, but not too much, in case this giant social experiment proved them to be in error. There was a spoof article by a teacher that expressed her concerns about closing schools. Laughably, it was that sending all those students home would result in more independent critical thinking among the student population. This was something best prevented by mandatory school attendance, where state-sanctioned thought and ideology could best be delivered. She went on to say that all her university training had best equipped her to make sure that students got the right message, something she claimed parents were ill-prepared to do. Obviously, it was written by someone who clearly understood that the school system was no longer focused on academic achievement, but on social engineering. For that reason, I suspect that it was not written by an actual school teacher. All joking aside, if students simply get passed to the next level, they need not learn A before advancing to B. Perhaps this is indicative of what schools have become. Could it be that they are all centers for creating subservient or controllable citizens? If so, no academic proficiency required, and certainly no independent critical thinking allowed.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogaumont.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.